from Spark and Anvil and Craftforge. This is Plinth and Patina, in Chapter 1 of the Craftforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Plinth the mole and Patina the toad had pushed their two work trays together, and a curious Wrenkit found them frowning at a little explorer who stood on a beautifully muddy trail, and yet looked completely wrong. "The mud base is amazing," the Wrenkit said, "and the explorer's all worn and rusty. Both parts are great. So why does it look off?"
"Because they don't agree," said Patina.
"His boots are spotless," said Plint, pointing, "standing in deep mud."
"And his coat's road-worn," said Patina, "like he trekked 100 miles, with clean boots."
She and Plinth traded a look. The ground says one story, the figure says another, and when the two stories don't match, the whole thing feels fake, no matter how good each half is.
"That's why we joined our trays," said Plinth. "I build where he's been. She shows what the journey did to him. But it only works if we build the same story, the same mud, the same weather, the same long, hard road. Ground and wear have to agree."
"Plinth went first, because you build the world before you can wear the traveler." He looked at the muddy trail base and named its story out loud. "This is a wet forest road, after rain," he said, pressing a little more damp, dark earth around a puddle, tucking a fallen leaf by a stone. "It's soft, it's sticky. Anyone walking this would sink in a little, and it would climb up their boots." He set the explorer's feet into it. "So the base isn't just decoration under him, it's a claim. It says, this is where he is, and this is what the ground is doing to him right now." He looked up at Patina. "I've made the world, I've said what it's like. Now the figure has to answer it. He has to look like someone who really came through this exact place. And that is mine," said Patina, already reaching for her paints.
Patina took the explorer and made him agree with the ground beneath him. She looked at Plinth's wet trail and matched him mark for mark. Mud, the same brown as the base, splashed up the explorer's boots and speckled his shins. A damp, weathered fade on the coat where rain would soak it. Wet grime in the creases. Where the base said soft, sticky mud, she made the boots say, "I have been sinking into exactly this all day." "There's my half," said Patina. "Every mark on him is an answer to Plinth's ground. His mud is the base's mud. His wet is the base's weather." She stood the explorer back on the trail, and this time the Wrenkit gasped, because now the two halves were telling one single seamless story. A tired traveler, mid-stride, on a rainy forest road he had truly, muddily walked.
"They match," the Wrenkit whispered. "The boots have the same mud as the ground. It's like one real moment."
Then they gave the Wrenkit her own plain little knight and one instruction. Make his ground and his wear tell the same story. "Pick his story first," said Plinth. "Where's he been?" The kit thought. "A dusty desert road," she decided. So Plinth guided her. Pale, cracked dry earth on the base, a bleached stone, a scatter of sand, a hot, dry world. Good. Now the base has made a claim. Dry, dusty, sun-baked. Everything else has to answer it. "So don't give him mud," said Patina, grinning. "The base says desert. Answer the desert." The kit faded the knight's cloak sun-bleached and pale, dusted fine sand up his greaves, dried his boots with the same pale grit as the ground. No rain, no mud, nothing that would call the desert a liar. She set him down, and the two halves clicked into one story, a sun-worn knight on a sun-baked road, every speck of dust on him matching every speck beneath him. "It agrees," the Wrenkit said, delighted. "If I'd put mud on him, it would have broken, but the sand on his boots is the same sand as the ground, so I believe him." "There it is," said Plinth and Patina together. "Base makes the claim. Ware answers it. Keep them agreeing, and you don't build a figure in a stand. You build one whole true place." The kit turned her desert knight, and couldn't find the seam either. Later, when the trays had gone quiet, the Wren Kit stayed, turning the little rainy scene in her hands, unable to find the seam between figure and ground anymore.
"But each of you already made a perfect half," she said. "The base was great alone. The where was great alone. Why does it matter so much that they agree?"
Plinth and Patina looked at each other, and it was Plinth who answered.
"Because a story is only as real as its details letting each other be true," he said. "A spotless hero on muddy ground is two good things calling each other liars. The eye feels the lie even when it can't name it," he smoothed the trail. "But when the ground and the where agree, same mud, same rain, same road, they back each other up. Each one makes the other more believable."
"That's the feeling I chase," said Patina, and a warm, glad completeness rose right through her chest as she said it. That deep, settled yes, when every detail finally points the same way, and a model stops being pieces and becomes a place. A moment, a whole little truth you could step into. She set a last speck of matching mud in place. "Alone, we each make half a story. Together, when we agree, we make somewhere real. And that agreeing, that quiet yes of everything fitting, is just about my favorite feeling in the whole workshop." The Wren Kit held the little rainy scene close, and for a moment, it didn't feel like a model at all. It felt like a place she could remember having been.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Plinth and Patina. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.